USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to haggle over a new coronavirus relief package. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin saying things are progressing.
We have made significant progress. Funding the government is basic to our work in Congress, and this COVID relief bill is essential as well.
SpaceX is postponing the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a spy satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office. Avionics production supervisor Andy Tran explains how the hold was put on the launch with less than 2 minutes to go before liftoff.
At that time, sensors detected slightly high pressures in the upper stage liquid oxygen tanks, which caused the abort. Now, keep in mind, the purpose of the countdown is to help us catch potential issues prior to flight. There are 1,000 ways launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.